Okay, let's start with Yishlach. Torah Or, page Chav Dalet at the bottom. Okay, this week's parsha, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Mefonav Al Esav Achim. Yaakov Avinu sent Malachim to Esav. Hine Yadua, She Yaakov Shoshim Bechina Shem Mada Ilam HaTikun. Yaakov Avinu originates in the world of Tikun, like we learned many times. Vishosh Shal Esav Bechina Shem Mada. And the world, Esav comes from Tehu. And we learned already many times the concept of Tehu. There was a world, the Medrash has expression, but it's explained more in Kabbalah, that Hashem at the beginning of the world was building Beina Elamis Machrivim. He was building worlds and destroying them. Building worlds and destroying them, said, this is no good, this is no good, this is no, until finally he came to this world. So obviously it doesn't mean that Hashem was doing trial and error. Okay, Hashem got it right the first time. So it's explained that there's a world called the world of Tehu. And the world of Tehu is an abundance of Or and very little Kalim. Because there was no unity, there was no Achdus in the world of Tehu. It's a very, very lofty level of Kedusha. But because there was no unity, the Or, the light, the vessel, so to speak, was too great. And from there, again, this is all spiritual, you have to understand. The Kalim broke, and those revelations came down very far down. Because it originates in a very, very high, thank you. Because it originates in a very high place, so therefore when it came down very, very low. Mm-hmm. Now, it says that, so therefore, and in fact it's a pasuk at the end of Vayishlach, Ve'ela Malochim, these are the kings that ruled in Esav, Lefnei Malach Melech Lefnei Esav, all the way at the end of the parsha. Says there were kings that ruled in Edom before there was a king by the Jews. And it goes over there, he ruled, he died, he ruled, he died, he ruled, he died. And the Chassidus in Kabbalah explain that refers to the world of Tehu, which is the world of Esav. That's why Esav was the firstborn, because Esav originates in a higher place than Yaakov. But because it was in a higher place, it fell down much lower than Esav, and much lower than Yaakov. Okay? And he says, Ma'ed is the Tehu, Gdele Ma'ed, they're very great. And it couldn't come into the vessels. It's like you take a container of water, a glass, and you fill it up with water and you put it in the freezer, and then because the water, the ice expands, so the thing breaks. So that's what happens, so to speak, spiritually speaking, in the world of Tehu. And the Kalim left. And they're the level of encompassing level. But when the Kalim fell, they fell down like we learned. The higher the thing, the lower it falls. Therefore, down here, Esav was a Rasha, because it fell very low. But from the Tehu, but where it originates from, in the world of Tehu, the revelations of Tehu are higher than Tikkun. Okay. Explains in the next told us. Okay. So now, so bottom line, Alter Rebbe is saying, Yaakov is in the world of Tikkun, which down here is higher than Tehu, but in the origin, Tehu is higher than Tikkun. Yaakov Avinu, when he came back from Lavan's 22 years, and now he's coming back to meet Esav. So Yaakov thought Esav is already elevated. Yitzchak already, that's what he thought, elevated Esav. She Esav nisbaru kvad. V'chadu l'shar shehanal. And he goes back to his original greatness in the level makifim the tail shelifnei tikkun. Okay? So Yaakov thought, okay, Esav is already refined. He's coming to meet me. He doesn't know what's going on. And therefore Yaakov sent Malachim to him, El Bechina Shalamailam Madmanu Bamadrega Shalos Esav Achiv. Seira, which is Malkin Kadomai the Toyo in the level of Makifim. The Pasuk says, Vayishlach Yaakov El Esav Achiv. No, I'm sorry. The Pasuk, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefonov. Simply mean Yaakov sent Malachim before him. Why does it have to say the word Lefanov? He sent Malachim to him. It's understood. He sent him. He said, Lefanav, he sent him to a high, Lefanav means higher. Higher than his own level. Yaakov Avinu sent Malachim to a higher level to Esav. Why did he want, what did he want to do? Laham, Sheikh Bechina, Samakifim, the tail. Elav, Lamata, Betikun. He wanted to bring down the level of Esav. Down into the world of Tikkun, which is Pnimi, the Yoram Makiv, the Pnimius, and Yisyachid Yachid. What Yaakov Avinu wanted to do is to bring down. Now, again, the level of Esav is too great to come into Kalim. But Yaakov Avinu wanted that, and this is what we do now until Mashiach comes, when it's finally going to be done, and that is to bring down these levels of Tehu into the Kalim of Tikkun, meaning that we feel it, it comes internally. And that's what happened when a Jew takes the food. And food would come from the world of Tehu, like we learned in the other Maimonim. The food comes from the world of Tehu. A Jew eats it with a bracha, l'shem, you know, for the right purposes. So they actually elevate the food. They actually elevate the food. Meaning, they're bringing down that revelation of Tehu into the world of Tikkun. And that's what Yaakov Avinu wanted to do. L'chein, siva Esav, therefore he commanded the Malachim to tell Esav, this is what you should tell my master Esav. In love and God, I lived with love and by healing serve a chamer. Meaning, what did he tell him? Sheidia shekvad nigma v'nishtam kol seida tikkun datzilus v'tachlus hashleimus. That atzilus was refined already. Meaning, the level of tikkun is now refined to handle the revelations of tehu. We're refined now. The kelim can handle tikkun tehu. Which is Sher Chamer Tzein Eved V'Shivcha Kulim Nizbaru V'Nisnaknu Ayidei Shema. And he said, Vayihili Shard. Okay, so Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, listen, I want you to know Tikkun is all ready for you. Now I want to bring you down into Tikkun. You know, in the Pnimius, we should feel these super levels of Tehu that normally are too great to be felt. They're too great to come into Kelim, meaning they can't be felt. Now we want him to come into the world that we could feel it. And he said, why? And he starts telling him, Avashar, Chamer, Tzein, Eved, Veshivcha. These are all different levels of Kedusha in spiritual realm. And he said, why was I able to do that? Because in Lavan Garti, because I lived with Lavan. What's Lavan? Chidus Lev and Ayin. Misham haya ikar kecha shefali Yaakov balele matzilis levadu l'sakin hakul. He says like this. Lavan, we learned already also, Lavan was a big Rasha. Swindler, liar, cheat, thief, everything, right? He was very low. But again, Lavan means white. Lavan, in the spiritual source of Lavan, it was a very level, high level of purity. Ultimate level of purity. And Yaakov said, because I was with that level of Lavan in the source, I was able to refine all the things of the world of Atzilus, meaning the world of Tikkun. And now, I'm just waiting to bring your revelations down into me. And he says, Kivin shekein nigma v'nishim amlach zatikun b'shleimus. Ma'at eloi liyas, now that I fit already the kelim of Tikkun, I was fit leads Ashroch as I'm Shachsam Akifim the Tehu. Okay? That there will be coming down the level of Tehu. Shim Lohayag Nigma Tikkun Mishleimus. Because if Tikkun wasn't complete, Lohayag Liyasam Shachsam Akifim, like it says in the Zayat. The Leis Bechosa, there's no Bracha. But Asir Ikon in an empty level, meaning not refined, Ela Basir Shlim. Okay, I'm going to read it now because it's saying this whole thing very simply. Now that the world of Tikkun is complete, Hareza Asir Shlim, it's a complete level. To bring down this level of Makifim into the Pinimis. In other words, what Yaakov Avinu wanted to accomplish was to bring Mashiach. What's bringing Mashiach? Bringing Mashiach means bringing the super high level of godliness that normally cannot be revealed in the world. Now that the world is ready for it by doing mitzvahs. So the problem is, Yaakov Avinu wanted to do it then. The problem is, no, he couldn't do it then. He had to go through the duration of first base of Mikdash, second base of Mikdash. This Golus for over 2,000 years that we're working in Torah Mitzvahs, we're elevating the world to Kedusha. Then you're going to have the level of Kedusha of Mashiach coming into this world. Yaakov Avinu thought, in fact, we learned even earlier, Yitzchak thought he can accomplish that with Esav when he gave him, wanted to give him the bracha. Yaakov thought he could do it with Esav now that he was by Lavan 22 years, and he elevated all those levels of the world. So now Yaakov Avinu said, okay, now the world is ready for the revelation of Mashiach, so to speak, which is the revelation of the Esav levels of Kedusha, the super high levels of Kedusha, to come into the world. And therefore he said, I'm sending these presents to you, to my master, meaning that you should reveal and bring down, sustain your level of makiv, and that's the level of chayim, and that's why it says, "Vayihili shor v'chamer." Saying ve'eved disabcha chasherchel and heira be'elam atikun, because now he says like this: shor chamer, that all worldly things. What did Yaakov Avinu say? Vayihili shor chamer. Not only physically did he own them. Vayihili means they're mine. That means I elevated the whole world. Shor, Hamar, Tain, Evet. I have elevated the whole world to Kedusha. So all we're missing is the revelation of Esav to come in. Therefore, I want this level of Chayim, this level of charm, so to speak, grace. Okay? So this is what Yaakov wanted to accomplish with Esav. He wanted to elevate Esav to a level, the world to a level, which he did. But the world wasn't ready for the Gilui of Esav yet. That had to come. In a long time. That's what I'm saying. Spiritual sovereignty over them, that he elevated them to Kedusha. Okay, so then it continues. But the Malachim came back to Yaakov and he said the following: Banu el achicha ve'el Esav. I came to your brother Esav. He's still Esav. The Gamhelech lekras chavaba meisi shmisi wants to destroy you. Meaning, tshuvas haMalachim hu. The answer of the Malachim was: She'im yeshach machmoscha roi v'nochem me'ed she'yum shuchel v'chinas makiv d'teu. They said to Yaakov like this: as far as you're concerned, you're right. You're ready for him. But he's not ready. Esav wasn't refined yet. He's still in that evil state. You're complete because you elevated the avodah of tikkun. Avamalah says, but what can we do? Shamniya mitzad Esav achicha, which is still lamata b'china shvira v'lein isbarer adayin klal. Esav wasn't Yaakov Avinu thought Esav was already refined. Yaakov Avinu was a positive thinker. I'm sure Esav did tshuva. Esav, did what he had to. The Malachim came back and said, no, he's the same Esav as before. Nothing happened. And therefore, Eich yashpi aloch mishosha makv d'teo now, mecha me'ach shubat me'adayin l'mat. Because Esav wasn't refined. That means Esav is still on this low, 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 low level. So he can't be mashpia to you. He can't give you the revelations of super high tehu because he's so low. Yaakov thought Esav was already up there. The Malachim came back and said, no, he's the same guy. And he says, not only that, but how did the Malachim know that? Because he said like this: he's coming to you, not to hug you and to kiss you. Okay, and he has four people. 400 people. Dalad Meitish and Dinim Koshim Shachitzenim. Okay, whatever it says in Zaya, it says there's strict din of from Tav Bati Dinim Koshim Mishakchin. It says there's 400, whatever this means, I don't know. It says in Zaya that there's 400 Bati Dinim of evil din. Bez din means din, judgment, the severity. So it says in Kabbalah that the 400 people that Esav brought with Yaakov against Yaakov Avinu basically represented 400 levels of evil. and he says Kaneda. Shoshosha Shade Shoshim Shall Dalad Meis Ish. Hanal is Savum and Dalad Meir Shekel Kesev Shanosan Avram Avinu Lefrim. He's selling this. Avram, what's this number 400? We find Avram Avinu when he bought Marsa Machpela, bought it for 400 shekel. Abba Meir Shekel Kesev, right? That's a level of Kedusha that Avram Avinu bought Marsa Machpela. That's 400 in Kedusha. But Esav came with 400 people that represents 400 levels of evil, which corresponds to the 400 levels of Kedusha that Avram Avinu had. And he said, Dalad Meir Shekel, Hem Tas Almen, Tav Almen Duch Sufen, Dirasa Tzadika, Lama Da'asa, which represents whatever the level of Tzadika and Lassud Lavi. Haino Shem Chinas, Eide Shefer, Eine Gelyu, that come from the level of Atik. But it comes from the level of Atik, which is the intermediary between Hashem and world, into Atzilis. Ukaneida, I'll explain in a second, as it's known, Shekesim Mamutza Bein Matzil and Etzolim, between Hashem and worlds of Atzilis, was the intermediary Kesem, and from there comes all the Hashpas of the Eine Galim Tzadikim Lassalav. Meaning like this. The human being, and again, because we're created in the image of Hashem, in the form of Hashem, so it says even in Medrash without Chassidus in Kabbalah, what does it mean we're created in the image of Hashem? Animals, the head and the body is all on the same level. Because the intellect and the midas, the heart, represents emotions. The head represents intellect. It's all on the same level. But in the godliness, in the ten spheres, there's seichel, higher, and then lower is midas. Meaning, why is the human body created in a way that the head is on top of the heart? Because intellect is higher than emotions. Intellect creates emotions, stimulates emotions. Why is that like that? Because in godliness and atzilus in the world, there's chachma, then bina, then das, then chesed, then it goes higher and lower. That's why a human, the simple mean, why are you creating the image of God? We don't look like God, thank God. We don't look like him. What does it mean though? We have this similarity, talukus, in a way that the head is higher than the heart. Now, so you have the person, world, begins from the head. Seichel, what's the highest level of the world? Chachma is the highest level of each world. Now, Chachma represents the head. But then you have Hashem above the worlds. So what's the connecting link between Hashem and the world? So Chassidus explains, Kabbalah explains, there's a level called Keser, a crown. What's a crown? A crown sits on the head of the king, meaning it's on top of the seichel, but there's two parts to a crown. There's the part that fits on the head, and then there's a higher part of the crown, where the crown jewel is, that's above the head. That's what the definition of a crown. Part of it sits on the head, and part of it is the crown jewel. So Chassidus explains, in the spiritual worlds, Keser, the level of the crown, is the intermediary between Hashem and world. Now, anytime you have an intermediary between 1, 2, and 3, okay, if you have a chain, you have a link. 1 goes into 2, and 2 goes into 3. Now, 2 is connected to 1 and connected to 3. The top part of 2 is connected to 1. The bottom part of the link is connected to 3. Right? So therefore, the link that connects 1 and 3 is 2, which has part of 3 and part of 2 and part of 1. Right? Very simple. Now, in spiritual worlds, the level of Keser has two parts in it. Kabbalistic, they're called, the lower part is called Arich Ampin, which means the long face. And then you have Atik Yemin, which means actually separated, removed from days.
Separated what?
Yomin means from days. To remove from days.
Days.
Days. Which now, the six spheres of Atzilus are called Zah, Ze'er Ampin, which means short face. The level of Keser is Arich Ampin. Now, there's a level of Keser that's on top of the head, but it's connected to the head. That's the lower level of keser. That's called Arich Anpin, which means literally long face. And then you have the higher level of the of keser, which is the crown jewel. That's Atik. Atik means removed from the days. It's above the level of world. It's above the level of the head. And that's called Atik Kamen. So now, in Elokus, Alter Rebbe is explaining, there's a level of keser, which is the intermediary between Hashem, which is Atik Yemen, the lower level of that level of Hashem, and then you have the lower level of the crown, which is the connecting to the world, to Chochmah. So that's, and he says, okay, like he says, it's a mamutza between the essence of Hashem and the world of Atzilus, like it's known, Kesed mamutza bein amaitel and etzolim. Keser is the intermediary between Hashem and worlds, and Misham, then it comes to the tzaddikim. And that's Tav Almin Dechsuf, and Dalid Meir Shekel Kesev. Okay, that's what Avraham Avinu paid. 400 levels of Kedusha. Esav came with 400 men of evil. And he said, that's why Avraham Avinu, it says, Over La Seicher, when Avraham Avinu paid the 400 Shekel Kesev, so the pasuk over la seicher. So simply means, you know, real good money. That's the currency which is accepted everywhere. Some currencies are better than others. Yeah. But Chassidus explains over la seicher ki kesser nikra seicher. Schar shibachin is mak the cholish talshulis, and the four almonds over la seicher, which comes from Atzmit Saint Tov Shalom Aleich. You see, says like this. Over means higher than. Over lifneim, you go before them, means it's higher. Seicher, now the Rebbe says, based on the Gemara, Seicher means the level of, besides meaning a businessman, it means, Seicher means, like you quote the Gemara, it says, Socher, Socher, which is a, meaning round, round, which is the level of the makif and the encompassing level, which is round. Now, in primi level, in the internal levels, once you deal with world, so then, there's higher and lower. Chochmah is higher than Bina, which is higher than Das, which is higher than Chazin. In the encompassing level, there is no top and bottom. Like when you have a rectangular table, you have the head of the table, and you have the end of the table. Right? Why do people make circular tables by political events? Because who are you going to put at the head, who are you going to put at the end? They'll kill you. So what do you gain by making a round table? There's no head, there's no end. Wherever you sit, there's the head. That's why makif means the encompassing level. Encompassing, there is no beginning and end. In a circle, there is no beginning and an end. There's no beginning. Which part of the circle is the beginning? Every part is beginning, every part's end. In plini, in a line, so to speak, internally, then there's a difference between higher and lower. So over there, there's a difference of levels. Eivel Asecha means this level that Avraham Avinu paid, Marasa Machpelah, 400 shekel kesef, he says, comes from the super, super great level of Kedusha. That's called Eivel Asecha, higher than the level of kesef, because that is bringing down the ultimate level of Kedusha into Marasa Machpelah that he bought. But in Esav's coming, that's mamash the opposite. It's the 400 people of evil. And that's what, so Yaakov Avinu thought, okay, let me elevate Esav. They came back and said, my friend, these are Esav's people, 400 people, ain't ready for you yet. It ain't happening. And then when Esav said to him, and this explains the project, Esav says to him, Yaakov, let's go together. And Yaakov's, again, Esav wanted to become elevated. He won. But Yaakov said to him, sorry, boy, I'm not, so he gave a cockamamie excuse, basically, the kids are weak and the women, I can't go as fast as you. One second. So Rashi says, from the Medrash, he just pushed him off. Wow. He said, Adolve Aladeni Seira, like the Pasuk says in this week's Haftarah, Ba'olu Moshiyim, we say every day in Davin, Ba'olu Moshiyim Bahar Tzir and Lishpe Tesara, he said, Ba'hoysal Hashem Amlucha. Moshiyim Bahar Tzir, Lishpeh Tesar Esav is Harsay Esav. Okay? So which means, Yaakov Avinu says, I see now, according to Chassidus in Kabbalah, deeper meaning. It wasn't Stam Yaakov Avinu said to him, I can't go yet, because the women and kids are not are too slow. Yaakov Avinu telling Esav, I thought it would be all done by now. I see, got a long way yet to go. Until when I'll be fine, you will be, Mashiach will come, that's when I'll meet up with you. Meaning, then we'll have all the levels of Kedusha, and then they'll be able to refine you.
That's disappointing, Rabbi. He showed the inclination to come closer, and Yaakov should say, yeah, please.
It was all fake.
Why did he let him go?